Island Lake Conservation Area. Travel back in time to 1967 and witness the flooding of a 180-hectare area of cedar swamp, deciduous thicket, farmland, and a small lake to create a reservoir for maintaining water quality in the Upper Credit River. The outflow from this reservoir helps to dilute Orangeville's wastewater treatment plant discharge. Island Lake Conservation Area stretches over 819 acres and is located in an important area that protects the headwaters, or source, of the Credit River. The aquatic system of the lake is a dominant feature of the property and is the largest artificial lake in the watershed. Bring out a fishing rod and explore an area that is recognized as the most important recreational lake fishery in the watershed and ice fishery in the broader region. Largemouth bass, northern pike, black crappie, and yellow perch are the most popular species. Island Lake does have restrictions on eating fish, a common problem in human-made reservoirs around the world. This problem is caused when forests are transformed into water, causing mercury that is naturally found in trees and soils to become more concentrated in the water. Bioaccumulation, meaning the gradual building up of toxins, happens to creatures at the top of the food chain, such as northern pike, osprey, and humans. Along part of its 6-kilometer distance, there are thriving, provincially significant wetland areas in the forms of swamps, marshes, and a small bog. These wetlands act as nutrient traps and water purifiers and provide considerable diversity in habitat for a wealth of plant and animal species. Bogs are unusual in the Credit Valley watershed, and it is likely that these communities were part of the original wetland habitat of the area prior to the flooding of the reservoir. Some amazing bog plant life can be discovered by taking a close look. One interesting bog plant is a carnivorous plant called sundew, its name referring to the drops of sticky material that cover each bristle. This gluey substance is sugary, and as a result attracts insects, who, upon touching the glue, are trapped. Insects will die through exhaustion, or when the gluey substance entirely covers them. This substance contains enzymes, which take nutrients from the trapped insect. Nutrients are then easily digested to add to the otherwise poor nutrition of the bog soils. Another fascinating carnivorous bog plant is the pitcher plant, which is more abundant and can only be viewed from a canoe. This plant has a liquid-filled tube-like capsule that is difficult for an insect to crawl out. Once the insect is caught in the liquid, it drowns and is slowly digested by the plant. Rent a canoe, kayak, or electric motorboat, as no gasoline motors are allowed, and see what you can discover. If you bring your own boat, make sure that you clean it properly to ensure that invasive species such as zebra mussels stay out of the headwaters of the Credit River. Other natural highlights at Island Lake include a pair of nesting ospreys that have been residents in the area since 1996. If you see a large raptor hovering and then plunging almost vertically into the water and clasping fish in its talons, you might be witnessing the osprey hunting and catching its tasty food. Once its fish is caught, the osprey will make sure it is aerodynamic by angling the fish's head forwards and tail behind. Drop by earlier in the migratory season, and you might be lucky enough to witness a common loon swimming or yodeling on the lake before continuing along its migration. The loon is a great swimmer and has unique features such as eyes that can focus both in the water and in air. Their nearly solid bones adaptation helps them to dive up to great depths of up to 200 feet, but also makes it challenging for them to become airborne. A wide variety of waterfowl and migratory birds are attracted to this area, such as the teal, a small, brightly patterned duck, as well as the wood duck, and grebes, a diving bird. Bring along a pair of binoculars throughout the seasons and discover the intricate lives of birds. A suspected visitor to Island Lake is the river otter, which makes its home in the shores of rivers, lakes, and marshes, and eats fish, frogs, insects, and crayfish. They are also very playful creatures and can be seen wrestling, chasing, and playing with insects and other prey. Each of these games helps to develop their coordination and interaction in their group. Presently, river otters are low in numbers in southern Ontario and are considered a species of interest at Credit Valley Conservation. Please report any sightings, although don't confuse the otter with the smaller mink. Hopefully, increased numbers will be encouraged by ongoing tree planting efforts along the river corridor to promote an ideal habitat. A recolonization of these species in the Credit River would be valued. This lake and surrounding lands, including old succession fields, woodlands, and planted species, have been affected by human influences. Original settlers made their way to this area in the 1800s, when they were faced with the back-breaking task of clearing the land. Many trees were cut and rock piles were made to clear land for farming. This clearing of the land may still be affecting the water today by having caused an area heavy in sediment, otherwise known as a sediment slug, to move downstream. You might also still see some evidence of stone piles and stone fences that these early pioneers left behind. The early settlers even impacted the name, as island refers not to its many islands, but rather to one of the original owners. Since this land was acquired, CVC has been working to restore areas that used to be farmland, including the planting of solitary stands of tree species, such as jack pine, red, and white pine. Although this restoration effort is important, the most significant woodland areas found today are on the three large islands, but even these are not large enough to contain core areas for wildlife species requiring forest habitat. Ongoing changes to Island Lake include the latest trail system that will circle Island Lake and link local trails in Orangeville, Caledon, and Mono. This four-season trail will offer recreational opportunities for hiking, cross-country skiing, bicycling, and nature appreciation. Take the opportunity now to investigate both the lands and waters of Island Lake Conservation Area in a variety of seasons. Connect to this important recreational lake fishery and walk along some of the designated trails to get a complete sense of Island Lake's highlights.